Good afternoon. An increasing west breeze today will lift moisture off of the Great Lakes and deposit it in the form of mostly cloudy skies and a few scattered snow showers in interior New York and New England, with little or no accumulation in most places. However, in lake effect areas, particularly in the western Adirondacks and the western and central Mohawk Valley, and perhaps even the westernmost Catskills, several inches of snow will accumulate by the end of the day today within the more persistent lake effect snow bands. Temperatures, meanwhile, will only climb into the upper 30s to around 40 for afternoon highs in most places, but where we get into some of these snow bands, readings will be back into the lower 30s. Trough of low pressure will swing through, reinforcing colder air tonight and into the day tomorrow. It'll remain blustery and chilly overnight, with temperatures back into the mid-20s with a few scattered snow showers. And snow showers will be possible tomorrow with more persistent squalls downwind of Lake Ontario, otherwise mostly cloudy and windy with temperatures in the lower to mid-30s. Another reinforcing shot of colder air comes in for the weekend. This will generate a couple of flurries or snow showers on Saturday, otherwise partly sunny, but highs only in the 20s to around 30, and staying in the lower 30s with scattered snow showers on Sunday. By Sunday evening and overnight into Monday morning, another wave of low pressure will develop in the Ohio Valley and head in our direction. The exact track of this disturbance will determine what we get, but the chances are possible that we could get a round of light snow, which would slow down Monday morning's commute. High temperatures on Monday will be in the lower 30s. We'll dry it out on Tuesday, staying in the lower 30s before another system with a chance of rain or snow and rain come in on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, cold winds blowing over the Great Lakes will generate heavy lake effect snow downwind of virtually all of the Great Lakes heading into the weekend. The lake effect snow warnings and winter storm warnings have been issued for parts of central and western New York and western lower Michigan. The heaviest and most persistent squalls could produce up to 1 to 2 feet of snow. Meanwhile, a front off the west coast will move onshore into the Pacific Northwest, the Great Basin, and Central California. The storm will produce rain and high elevation snow and ice. Winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories have been issued for most of the northwestern part of the country. And Tropical Cyclone Varda is developing in the Indian Ocean. The cyclone's expected to intensify as it tracks toward the east coast of India heading into the weekend. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 89 degrees at Miami, Florida, to a low of 29 below zero at West Yellowstone, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny and breezy, upper 40s, Boston partly sunny, breezy, lower 40s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy with snow showers and highs in the lower 30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 38 degrees, the average low, 24. The record high, 58, set in 1927, and the record low, 3 below zero, in 1902. Sunrise this morning, 7:13 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:21 p.m. 9 hours and 8 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly to mostly cloudy skies and breezy today, with snow showers and perhaps some heavier squalls in the western Adirondacks downwind of Lake Ontario, temperatures in the middle to upper 30s. Mostly cloudy and breezy with more snow showers tonight and lows in the mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny skies today, breezy with high temperatures in the lower 40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy with snow showers and heavier squalls in lake effect snow bands today, temperatures in the lower to mid-30s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with more snow showers and squalls and lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny today, breezy with highs in the upper 30s to around 40. Partly cloudy tonight and breezy with lows in the mid-20s. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. In-and-out sunshine today, breezy and chilly, with passing snow showers and flurries, high temperatures in the upper 30s to around 40. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight, breezy with lows in the middle 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, windy, cold, scattered snow showers, low to mid-30s, a mix of sun and clouds and a few snow showers Saturday in the upper 20s to around 30. Mostly cloudy with snow showers possible Sunday in the lower 30s. Some more snow or a rain-snow mix likely Sunday night into Monday, highs in the lower 30s. A mix of sun and clouds Tuesday in the lower 30s and another chance of rain or rain and snow on Wednesday with highs starting in the lower 30s, then falling into the 20s during the day. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.